if time permits, he knows me pretty well. Get up here and get kind of long-winded, I guess. If you will, turn to Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. We'll be reading there in just a minute. Why are things so worse today than they were years ago? How many times do we come into contact with people that express that? How many times do we think that? How many times do we think, boy, things are really tough. Things are bad today. They were so much better than years ago than they are today. And Solomon says in Ecclesiastes 7:10, do not say, why were the former days better than these? For you do not inquire wisely concerning this. In other words, what's he saying? Don't think like this. It's not the way you should be thinking. Let's look back 50 years. 50 years ago was 1972. I was a junior in high school. Remember a lot of these things. You go back and look at the headlines from 50 years ago and realize things were worse then than they are now. The Vietnam War, horribly divisive, very controversial whether we should have been in that war and the way we went about fighting that war. Very divisive times. We had, during the Vietnam War, in December of 72, President Nixon ordered a bombing, the famous Christmas bombing, that was huge and very controversial. In March of 72, North Vietnam had a push into South Vietnam that escalated the war. And this was, for most of us, we felt like this was, and the way it was sold, all of this was to fight communism. Communism was front and center in this country. We were afraid of communism. So we're going to try to defeat we're going to try to help stop this affront. Politically, you should say, and you can say, oh, politically in 72, wasn't near as bad as it was today. George Wallace, who was running for president, was shot while campaigning for presidency, shot in Maryland. And he was confined to a wheelchair the rest of his life. June of 72, there were five people that broke into the Democrat offices at Watergate Hotel, one of the darkest constitutional moments. It caused one of the darkest constitutional moments in this country's history. Eventually caused a president of this United States to resign. Really a low time in this country. Terrorism? Surely there wasn't terrorism back then. Those of us who are around, we remember the Munich Olympics, Summer Olympics, where Arab terrorists held Israeli athletes captive and ended up killing 11 of them. And five of the terrorists, the Arab terrorists, were killed along with a policeman. Not good times. Social unrest. Surely they didn't have social unrest back then. Yeah, we did. We had the hippie movement. The hippie movement was way more than long hair, beads, and a decorated Volkswagen bus. It attacked the idea, the concept of authority. No one can tell me what to do. I think it's had long-lasting effects on this country. And then, of course, Russia and their constant warmongering threat of nuclear attacks. Nuclear attacks we talked and thought about and prepared for nuclear attacks a lot. Troubling times. We say, well, maybe they weren't as bad 50 years before that. Let's go back to 1922. most of the houses in America didn't have electricity. You ever think about that? You guys remember when we've had a few blackouts around here. What do? My word. Nothing works. And then the death from disease and starvation that occurred around the globe in the early 20th century. Things today are much better, aren't they? They're much better. Since 1990, 1 billion people have been lifted off of extreme poverty around the world. 1 billion people. That's at the same time that our population has increased 2.5 billion. That is a huge step. 200 years ago, 90% of the world lived in extreme poverty. Today, 10% of the world does. Now that's too much. Look at the advancements we've made. See how much better things are? Life expectancy in America in 1900 was 41 years. 1972, it went to 71 years. And in 2019, it was 77 years. That's 6 years from 72 to 19. 7 more years that I have to spend with my family and enjoy my grandchildren. In Africa, malaria has been halved in 15 years. Education, in 1800, 80% of the world population was illiterate. How do you teach somebody the truth if they can't read the Bible? You can, they did, but I'm sure it was difficult. Today, 86% of the people can read. Did you get that? 1800, 80% of the people could not read. Today, 86% of the people around the world can read. By every measure, life is better than it was before. Access to food is better. Access to education is better. You want to get an extended education, secondary education, you can do it. You can do it. Wasn't like that 50 years ago. It wasn't like that. Now, there was public education, but secondary education, it was hard. Hard for a lot of people. Think about the advancements in medicine. Think about the fact that they could take a young man who has heart disease, and they can put a pacemaker defibrillator and they can install it right here by his heart, and it helps to keep the pace of his heart, and if that heart stops, it starts it again. Think about that. 50 years ago, that was a dream. 50 years ago, that was a dream. Think about breast cancer. 50 years ago, the likelihood of surviving breast cancer was maybe 50-50. MD Anderson study shows that over the last 60 years, you're 3 times more likely to survive breast cancer. I remember growing up and somebody was sick, they got diagnosed. Oh, they have the big C. I don't know where that word that came from, but oh, they have the big C. Like, we don't want to say that. Today, there are a lot of cures for cancer. Life is far better today than it's ever been. But we don't believe it. 64% of those people polled in America think we're worse off than we were 50 years ago. 6% think we're better off. Why? Why do we feel that way? We feel that way because the media pushes that. Because that sells. That's what sells, is bad news. And not only is it bad news, it's instant news, and it's in front of us all the time. You can't get away from it. Everything you turn on, every time you turn on your phone or a desktop or a laptop or the television, of course, television is old news. Well, we got our news in a daily newspaper and a 6 and 10 o'clock news in the evening. Today, it's instant. It's instant and it's bad. We want to push this bad. We want you to be worried about terrorism. We want you to be worried about mass shootings. They are absolutely horrible. And I'm not trying to make light of any of that. I am so sorry for those victims, those members of those victims in those mass shootings. But you know what the likelihood of us being affected or us being subject to a mass shooting? 0.00001. Not very likely, is it? Boy, we push it. The politicians push it. We're going to keep that from happening. We're going to pass legislation. We're going to keep it from happening. I don't think so much this election cycle, but in the previous two or three election cycles, at least, that's been the number one or two issue on people's minds. Terrorism, and us being involved in a terrorist attack is 1 in 3.5 million. What's the likelihood of us dying of heart disease? 1 in 6. We can actually do something about that. Some of us can lose a little weight and get some exercise. We don't talk about that. I mean, the statistics are out there, but that's not what we're talking about. We're pushing this agenda that the other side is wrong and our side is right, and the politicians are saying, we need to kick them out and put me in there, or we need to keep me in there because the other side, they're not going to take care of you. They're not going to take care of you. They're going to allow these terrorist attacks. Media rarely talks about good things. Proverbs 15 and 30 says, "The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones healthy." Proverbs 15:30. So, what do we do about it? What do I do about it? Stop listening to that stuff. And I'm not saying we need to remain uninformed. We need to be informed, but turn off that TV. Stop reading all that propaganda. And when somebody starts talking about, either writing about or talking about, how things are so much worse than they were, remember Ecclesiastes 7:10. Don't think that way, because they're not. They're not. What it does, when we listen to it, it affects our ability to count our blessings. And our blessings are untold. Our blessings are manifold. But if we're worried about all this stuff we're picking up on social media, and other forms of media. We don't have time to thank God, do we? Don't go along with these people. You don't have to fight them. They start down that road. Say, hey, I don't want to go there. I don't think that's right. Stop listening and train ourselves to recite Ecclesiastes 7:10. And look for good news. It's out there. Those of you who are lucky enough to be grandparents get good news all the time. There's some bad news sprinkled in there too. But little victories should be heartwarming to us. And big victories even that much more heartwarming. When one of them decides to be baptized. If we walk around with a long face talking about how everything is bad, are we shining our lights? And who wants to be around somebody like that? Unless somebody else like that. I mean, you know, misery loves company. Get away from them or help them. Talk them through it. We have so many things to be thankful for. Just like the disciples that were in the boat with Jesus in Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 26. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him, Jesus. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Do we have that much lack of faith that we don't think God will take care of us? And he'll use those of us in the room to help us, to help the others, if we'll let them. And sometimes we have to ask for that. Sometimes we have to ask for it. And when we get asked for that, we need to be conscious of it. We need to be awake. We need to listen. And we need to help. Thank you. If you're subject to the invitation, feel free to come forward while we stand and sing this last song. We have time?